The Corinthian Man Creed by Sean McAvoy. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. Today's verse hangs on a board on the wall of my son. Years ago, long before my son was even an inkling, I came across that verse as I was sending my own father one of many letters I composed over the years to share with him the importance of salvation and the value of life in Christ. My sister, mother, and I came to know the Lord in 1980, but it took another 17 years, 7 months, and 26 days worth of praying, heart softening, and brokenness for Dan McAvoy to surrender. And it wasn't this letter or the above verse that pushed him into it. No, this letter I was writing simply to tell him how blessed I was to have begun dating a woman who eventually became my wife, for whom faith came first, and I was giving God all the glory and credit and all that good stuff, and probably telling Dad how God delights in blessing those who trust him. With the letter, I enclosed a quick and dirty page of graphic art involving the aforementioned verse from Corinthians in some fancy font with a clip art picture of a sailboat. It kind of is a visual aid to my letter, indicating, I suppose, what it was like for the man of God to live in this world under the captaincy of Christ. Well, so, after he died in 2001, I found that letter and piece of, quote, art in my father's desk, looking as if it had been read and glanced at often. Something in me knew then that if I were ever to have a son, I'd commit to raising him to manhood under these same 5 principles. Be on your guard. Be ready. Be alert. Expect God to be involved. Expect Satan to attack. Let the wonder of creation still catch your eye. Stand firm in faith. Be unmoved because you know intimately that of which you believe in. Become biblically literate. Be a man of courage. Fear is not from God. So go your way boldly. The worst that can happen, even death, still ends in victory and glory for the Christian. Be strong. Physically, yes, let's take care of ourselves and present our bodies as holy. But remember that the Lord is the strength of the strong, and that when I am weak, then I am strong. Do everything in love. Here's your motivation. Because he that doesn't love doesn't know God, and the world shall know you by your love. So when Jordan was born and we had the dedication service at our church, that's the verse we selected to have read. And when he was about 2.5, we started reciting it by memory and making up arm and hand motions to go with it. We call it our man creed. But here's the secret. These couple verses from the closing of Paul's first letter to Corinth aren't first and foremost for Jordan. They're for me. When I first realized that, it caught me. Ironically enough, off my guard. I had been more than happy to tell my own father how to be a man, and was perfectly willing to raise my son to be one according to the word. How, I wonder, did I intend to do so without living out the credo, making it my own? The commentary critical and explanatory on the whole Bible comments upon the 1 Corinthians passage thusly. Paul shows that they ought to make their hopes of salvation to depend not on Apollos or any other teacher, that it rests with themselves, yes, and on how I am willing to live, or better, whether I am willing to let my life be of greater worth than my words. I don't know about the other guys out there, but it definitely helps me to have something to live by, to recite, to write on my heart, ponder the meaning of, and connect to other scriptures as I strive to be a man after God's own heart. And it doesn't hurt that this creed I now try to follow is affecting its 3rd generation in my family. Intersecting faith and life. Allow me to recommend teaching your child, no matter how young, to recite Bible verses that reflect who they are and can be in Christ and make it real in their lives. But while you're doing it, be on your guard. One of them may just become your own credo. For further reading, check out Ephesians 6:10.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.